Okay, thank you for the introduction, and thanks everyone for being here. I'm going to share some of our findings from our study in Western Kenya on cash transfer and psychological outcomes of orphaned and vulnerable adolescents. And have no relationship to this class. A bit of the background, I think you've heard a lot about mental health conditions. And just to change gears, I'm going to focus on orphaned adolescents. And as mentioned by previous speakers, mental health conditions account for a significant portion of global disease burden and a leading cause of disability. And this is increasing in developing countries because it's more neglected there. Also, studies have shown that mortality rate among those with mental health conditions is 2 times higher than the general population. And children and adolescents, as well as people living in poverty, are at higher risk of developing mental health problems. This is worse in sub-Saharan Africa, where often adolescents experience greater risks for psychological problems compared with their non-orphaned peers. And therefore, this population is of key concern with respect to mental health and given the rising number of orphans, especially in sub-Saharan Africa. Let's look at the documented number of orphans. When I talk about the orphans, I'm referring to a child who has lost at least one biological parent. And for this study, I'm going to talk about single orphans and also double orphans. When I say single orphans, losing at least one parent, and double orphans, losing both biological parents. So looking at the global numbers, we have, according to UNICEF 2012 report, we've got 153 million orphans, out of which 18 million have been orphaned because of HIV. As shown in the figure, sub-Saharan Africa has the highest number of orphans, and this could be attributed to HIV and also poverty in the region. In Kenya, where this study took place, we have 4 million orphans, and half of that is orphaned due to HIV. Also to mention in Kenya, just like sub-Saharan Africa, orphan children live in poorest households and are more likely to experience poor health outcomes. Given that, there's evidence that poverty and mental health are actually linked. And children who in their earliest years experience poverty are more likely to develop mental health problems in later life, compared to children who have financial resources in their early years. Given that, most African countries are currently implementing financial incentives, and according to World Bank report of 2012, most of these countries are now providing financial incentives in form of cash transfers to address poverty. Especially given mentioning about African countries increasing cash transfers, in Kenya, the government of Kenya increased cash transfer. When I talk about cash transfer, I'm referring to giving money to poor households. So Kenyan government started this program in 2004, and it increased cash transfer from 7,000. In 2007, it was covering almost 7,000 households. By 2010, it had increased more than 10 times. Although previous studies have shown that cash transfer or providing money to families improves health outcomes among young people, it's still unknown whether orphans receiving cash transfer actually have better mental health outcomes compared to those not receiving cash transfer. And this was one of our main study aim for this study. We wanted to assess differences in psychological outcomes among orphan adolescents in households receiving cash transfer versus those households who are not receiving any cash transfer in Western Kenya, where this study took place. We based our hypothesis on this asset theory, which talks about economic support or economic empowerment, where if you provide economic support to families, they're likely to have psychological, social, and economic benefits for individuals and families. So based on that theory, we hypothesized that often adolescents in households which have money or cash transfers will have better psychological well-being compared to their peers in non-cash transfer households. As I mentioned, the study took place in Western Kenya, and that's a map of Kenya. And it wasn't the entire of Kenya, it was Western Kenya and the dotted counties are the areas that we randomly selected our sample population. Looking at the study design, this is an ongoing study, but for this particular analysis, we focused on children between the age of 10 to 18 years, and we excluded those children with both parents alive and those ones who are under 10 years. So in total, we had 655 children, and they were followed for 2 years, and they were randomly selected from 300 households in Western Kenya. For our psychological outcomes, we used validated measures to measure depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress symptoms, and positive future outlook. For our analysis, for baseline analysis by cash transfer status, we use chi-square tests and t-tests. And for our longitudinal association between cash transfer and psychological outcomes, we used generalized estimating equations. Starting with the sample characteristics of baseline data, the overall age was 14 years. They were 50% female. Most of them were being cared by their mothers, with few of them being cared by their father. 22% were cared by grandparents, and 26% cared by others. Missing school in the past 1 month, we had 45% overall. And orphan status, as you can see in the figure, many of them were single orphans. And this wasn't different between the two households. It's not showing the two households, the money households and the non-money households. Looking at the group differences between the households that got money and the households that were not provided with money, they were not very different except for female. There were more female in cash transfer households compared to non-cash transfer households. And also, those orphaned adolescents living in cash transfer households were less likely to have engaged in transactional sex, and they were also less likely to have been sexually abused. Looking at the caregiver differences, those ones living in cash transfer households were more likely to be cared by older parents and caregivers who had only primary education. On psychological outcome differences, we found statistically different differences between the two groups. Those children in cash transfer households reported better psychological outcomes. They reported lower depression levels, they reported lower anxiety levels, and they reported lower post-traumatic stress symptoms and higher positive future outlook, as shown in the figure. In regard to our longitudinal association between cash transfer and psychological outcomes, controlling for social demographic characteristics as well as caregiver characteristics, we found children living in cash transfer households reporting low odds of depression, 30% low odds of depression, 40% low odds of anxiety, and 50% low odds of post-traumatic stress symptoms, and almost 2 times higher odds of reporting future outlook. So, in conclusion, we found that over 2 years, those adolescents in cash transfer households had strong indication of better psychological well-being compared to their counterparts in non-cash transfer households. And our findings are consistent with the previous studies that have been conducted in Uganda. Uganda is our neighboring country, where they showed that economic empowerment contributed to improved mental outcomes among AIDS orphan children. Therefore, our findings suggest that if we expand cash transfer programs to reach other eligible, we suggest a need to expand cash transfer programs to reach other eligible households caring for orphaned and vulnerable children in Kenya. We had limitations in this study. One, our outcome measures were self-reported, and also given that this was an observational data, we cannot make any causal inference. So for future directions, we are currently considering doing an RCT to actually examine the effects of cash transfer on the psychological outcomes of orphan adolescents. And also, we are currently running analytical analysis to balance the characteristics of cash transfer and non-cash transfer children at baseline so that we can control for any confounding by indication and measure the effect of cash transfer. I would like to acknowledge our funding sources as listed and also our collaborators at Moi University and staff that were involved in this project. Thank you.